All right, we're live.
Maybe just trying to download this.
Yeah, maybe. So Can Porter seems to have chickened out. No, he was at a, from what I can gather, was like a Gladiators launch. But like, I don't know what it was. Some kind of TV thing, because he's big time. So he was at that. So I'll drop him a message and we give him like 2 minutes.
What time is it there?
Like 7 a.m. I think.
Oh, he might still be awake. Who knows?
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe he'll roll in full guard. You know, just
yes,
the whole outfit.
Do we really want him taking part in a debate if that's his frame of mind?
Yes, that's exactly what you want.
How quickly would it derail? Oh, he just now saw that I tagged him in a story like 6 hours ago. Nice. So,
so maybe he's just waking up.
Yeah, maybe. All right, I'll just run through, like, fuck it, he can just play catch up. oh, we have a sponsor. I'll do that. That'll take a bit of time. So Beyond the Whiteboard are sponsoring the show. I think it was either sue me for using Around the Whiteboard or just sponsor the show and get on board. So I think they just chose the latter. Oh, here he is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's our boy. What's
going on, boys? How are we?
I'm impressed that you turned up because I saw that you were at like an awards or a celebration thing last night.
I had plans this morning. I made sure I had finished up at a reasonable hour.
Yeah. You sound fresh as a daisy as well.
Mate, this is as fresh as I'm going to be. This just turned 7 a.m., regardless of whether I was out at a gay club until 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's professionalism, adult professionalism.
That's it.
Can't argue it. I have some sponsor obligations to fulfill, Can, so you can settle yourself in there somewhere.
Sweating for coffee.
Beyond the Whiteboard have been at the top of the workout tracking app tree for over a decade. They're fully focused on CrossFit, and now they have an all-in-one. So they're offering member billing, scheduling, workout tracking all in the same app. It's the only true all-in-one that puts fitness first. And their goal is to make it gym management dead simple so that your members and coaches can focus on what really matters, their results. The Beyond the Whiteboard team makes it painless to switch, and they'll handle migrating everything that you need, like payment plans, all that kind of stuff. So you can go to btwb.com/all-in-one and get on board there. Yeah, I gave them like 10 minutes notice to write that, so that was great. All right, so just quickly, I'm not going to delay too much on this. So the way this is going to work is everybody's going to have 60 seconds to talk on a specific topic. And I will be dishing out points based on your points and how you make them and how effective you are. And after we go down through the way, you've got 60 seconds each. So we'll go Matt, then Chase, then Can. Then we got 20 seconds each to rebut whatever the other people said or to build upon a point. And there's points available there as well, but they're pretty hard come by, to be honest, because, you know, you need to say it's something pretty good to get up to there. What the fuck is going on here?
Hey!
I don't know what happened just then. I do not know what happened just then.
Like, okay. I like this green screen better.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful sunny Sydney morning.
So, Cam, we're going to have 60 seconds each on any given topic. I have a little timer now this time, because the last time it was just troublesome. Bothersome, I would say. So if I can go into this and it should just pop up, there we go, above my head. All right, so the first topic we have: last week HQ announced some hikes in affiliates based on a number of different metrics that they've worked out. There's been an outcry from corners of the community saying that, you know, this isn't fair, and others saying this is what we, you know, is bound to happen eventually. My question is, how can CrossFit give a return on investment to these affiliate owners that are now seeing their prices increase? And there will be points allocated for specifics on this. So I probably should have started this and made it go at 3 rather than 10. All right, so Matt, you're going to go first, and you've got 60 seconds, so off you go.
Perfect. So I think the big thing here is the HQ needs to be transparent, and they need to be held accountable. So from my understanding of chatting with a affiliate owner, I used to be an affiliate owner back in the day, some of this money is going to be allocated to marketing, which it sounded like that was a major priority for them. And when I say transparency and being held accountable, I think what they need to do is hold quarterly goals and projections as you would for just like a typical business. If you're looking to strive to achieve your goals, and what that will do for these affiliate owners is give them a little bit more certainty that things are actually getting done, that what HQ is saying is actually aligning with that, and there's actually actions taking place for it. So for these affiliate owners, you know, what they're being told and what HQ should be doing is proving that this is happening quarter after quarter after quarter. You know, I think we're all on the same page that it was going to happen. It was bound to happen that these affiliate fees were going to increase. And I think it's great that marketing is a major priority. I'd like to see exactly how it's going to be helping these.
All right. I probably should have reminded you as well that you've got 60 seconds. Once you're over the 60 seconds, I totally fucked up the time there. Once you're over the 60 seconds, you're just muted. And your points will remain forever unmade. Good stuff, Matt. Chase, you're gonna go next. I don't think you can actually change this from. Oh, you can. Off you go, Chase.
In 3 seconds.
Chase.
Yeah.
No, you don't see the timer. Sorry.
Okay.
Hang on. Wait. I'll start it again. That isn't fair. Can you see the timer?
Mickey Mouse show is this. Where's the timer?
Shut the fuck up, Khan. Shut the fuck up.
Who sponsored the timer?
All right, Chase. Go, Chase.
All right. Before I even dive into things that CrossFit do, I just want to shout out the Savan podcast with Matt Souza that they did the day after it released. And if you're an affiliate owner, go listen to that podcast. Conversation across the board was absolutely fantastic, and I cannot recommend it enough. As far as things that what CrossFit does, I really like what Matt said, is hold quarterlies. But when we talk specifically about marketing and media, we need to be very specific, as you said. And this media content should be able to reach those non-believers outside of the CrossFit space. I don't need another video from Matt to tell Matt how great CrossFit is, or Khan to say how fun the sport is. We know that. We need to reach those people that don't believe in CrossFit. But more detailed, those people who don't believe they can do CrossFit, the elderly, the overweight, the lonely, and the depressed, out themselves before they even think about doing CrossFit. That's the content we need. We need to make believers out of the non-believers in themselves.
Nicely done.
Bro, I didn't even need a minute. He just came in and went, watch this. Boom, let's go.
He even had time to do an advertisement at the start. That was very impressive. All right, Khan, 60 seconds, off you go.
Right, so the big one that I thought with this was the transparency, which seems to be that something that CrossFit is improving. And what that transparency needs to be is show us where that money is going. I think through the advertising, tell us, hey, these are the campaigns we have coming up, so that people are aware of where that is going. Secondarily to that, though, and this might be a slightly unpopular opinion, and I mean, I've had an affiliate. I just recently sold like the final little part of my affiliate only a couple of months ago. I feel like there's an element of the price increase is just due to the nature of the world. So I guess, yes, we see an increase in price, and it's natural for us to think, where's that money going? What's that money going to do? That's just the nature of the world. I know people whose rent's been increased $140 in the last year per week, that is, in Australia. So there's a part of me that's like, I want to see that transparency. I want to see CrossFit showing us where that money.
You're over, Khan. It's harsh. It's harsh.
Harsh but fair. Harsh but
still
fair.
Still good looking.
Harsh for a reason.
He's still looking, even if I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's the thing. You look amazing. All right,
God, I just got out of bed. I woke up like this.
just wait till you stride.
we had some good points. Let me just see if I can. So Matt, I'm gonna give you one for that first round. I liked your comment on the advertising and the media and stuff, but I just there was kind of specifics lacking that I think Chase and Can kind of focus in a little bit more on. So they're on 3 and 2 respectively. Look at that. It actually worked. Chase, it worked.
Yeah, dude. Good job.
What is the scoring system?
It's just based on my
Chase, mood. You did knock that out of the park though. You nailed that.
And Can, you were late, so I would have given you 3. No, I'm only joking. So topic number 2, we're just going to keep rolling through, because as I continue to remind myself internally, this is not a podcast, it's a game show. All right, so sticking with affiliates, Chase, you're going to go first on this one, and then Can, and then Matt, you'll finish it off. Oh shit, our rebuttals. I forgot about our rebuttals.
Oh yeah, I was like, all right, no rebuttals, cool.
Yeah, sorry. So we've got 20 seconds. We're going to come back down the line. So Matt, you get to start off first this time. You got 20 seconds to either build upon one of the points made by the other two, correct something that you felt was lacking in your own, or to just, you know, tell the other two to fuck off, basically.
What was the question?
So you got, it's a rebuttal, 20 seconds.
What was that question again?
About so like, the, build upon, no, this, sorry. This is continuing on the last point. This is a second episode, so like everyone needs to just calm the fuck down. building on the last point, the last, finishing off the last bit, rebuttal. So is there anything Chase said that you think you could build upon or criticize? Anything Can said that you could build upon or criticize to earn yourself a point, or to correct something that you said yourself, basically? So you got 20 seconds this time instead of 60.
Yeah, I think Chase made a good point about the advertising going to a very specific group of people. When I was an owner of the affiliate at the time, my biggest thing was, who am I targeting? There's so many options in there. And I think Chase made a great point of the people that are afraid to make commitments, the people that just like haven't done anything in a long
out. It's so hard. It's so hard. this is just the way it works. It's the way it works. All right, Chase, 20 seconds and 3, 2, 1, off you go.
I'll lean off what Matt was talking about as transparency earlier. And I think that word is different for other people. Like, it's not see the books, but let's just have quarterly updates on things we've done, numbers we have, and projections of we are moving in the right direction, just to instill confidence in the community that they're making steps forward to progress.
Damn, that's nicely timed. All right, Cam, so 20 seconds, off you go.
Yeah, I think I like the idea of marketing to outside of the space, expanding on that as well, and it being targeted around educating people on what CrossFit is, because I think there's still so many misconceptions out there.
Cool. I didn't even need the full 20 seconds. That was impressive. Yeah. all right. I'm not giving out any points for the rebuttals there. There was no bad points made. Nobody like lost points, but there was nothing where I was like, oh shit, that's a really good point that was made there. All right. Topic 2. Sorry for the confusion there on that one. So, Chase, you're up first on this one, then Can, then Matt. So the question here is, open gym in an affiliate, is that a basic prerequisite that an affiliate should be offering to their members? Is it something that all affiliates should basically be required to offer? So Chase, you're going first on this one. And off you go.
I think open gym would be a great name for Khan's future OnlyFans page. That's probably a whole other discussion.
Sorry, that's a point there.
When it comes to open gym for the affiliate, it should never be required as far as coming down from CrossFit. CrossFit shouldn't require anything directly in how an affiliate should run their gym. And depending on the gym, the space, the time, the coaches and availability, open gym can be a great thing. It can be a great, I would say, other path of finance coming into the facility. Those that schedule is not aligning with maybe the group classes, or maybe somebody that just likes to do their own thing. But the caveat to that is you have to make sure that the open gym does not tear at the fabric of your community, where you have a group of people that just want to come do their own thing and then make their own rules and start to get away from what you've created as an affiliate owner. So there's a give and take there. But should CrossFit make people do it? I say no.
Good. I like it. I like it. All right, Can, I muted you there because there's some kind of fucking national bird of Australia. It's
like just, the one that like the show. Attacks you if you don't look at it. I saw that.
Oh, the magpies. Yeah, then
I thought it was a dodo.
They're all right at the moment.
Magpies. Yeah, the dodo. The last one is in Australia.
The last one's just around the corner from my house. I've been keeping it a secret.
All right, Can, 60 seconds. Should Open Gym be a prerequisite?
All right, so I don't think it should be a prerequisite that it's set by CrossFit, but I do think that it adds value to the gym and a potential other revenue source, particularly something that I can only speak to the Australia, particularly Sydney market is beneficial, is a lot of these gyms that are doing really well, they have not only open gym, but separate areas which include some of the kind of bodybuilding classic machine type pieces. So people can come in and they can do particular accessories, rehab, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a great tool to have, but then echoing what Chase said, yeah, I think it needs to be very carefully monitored that it doesn't detract from the class vibe, from the overall feel of the gym and create segregation in the community. Because I've certainly seen that happen in gyms before. And I think if you market it as subsidiary to the classes, so as on top of the classes rather than in place of, that's the best way to kind of integrate it. But I don't think it should be mandatory for gyms to have that.
Thank you. Great timing as well. All right, Matt, last up. So it might be a good idea to just put the fucking question on the screen, Pedro. All right.
Look at this.
Right, Matt, off you go.
Yeah. Open gym should never, ever be a requirement for affiliates. The membership in the CrossFit model is group training. And the value and the price of CrossFit is typically based on the strength of that coach's ability to, you know, continue to be a phenomenal coach. You know, I do think that it could be a good idea for affiliates to have an option. And that's really all it should ever be. It should only just be an option for people. Just like if I wanted to make a kids class, right? I'm not going to be required to have a kids class if I don't want to hold a kids class, nor am I going to be required to have an open gym if I don't want to have an open gym. But I will tell you what I am required to do is to make my group class feel like a personal training experience. Because in essence, that's the foundation of what CrossFit started as, was that personal training and then built in two and then three and then four and multiple people. So it should stay as a group class model and leave it up to the coaches to decide if they want to do open gym or not.
Man, you guys are fucking nailing the timing on this. That's actually really impressive. All right, so rebuttals then. We've got 20 seconds each. We're going to go back down to Chase. You're going to kick us off in 2 seconds. Go.
I think Matt nailed it with the addition of what separates CrossFit affiliates from every other gym in the space. The 45s, the theories, the global gyms. It's the quality of the coaching. It's the attention you get. And those are the details that separate us. And I think open gym managed inappropriately could take away from what is our best.
Oh, you just lost your last word. That was actually really good. All right, Can, 20 seconds. You're straight in now, okay?
Yeah, Matt nailed the response with it being about the experience in the gym. And I think rather than focusing on open gym, the gyms should focus their attention on upskilling their coaches and making sure the class experience is the best experience before they try to add that.
Nicely done. Time to spare again. All right, Matt, finishing off the rebuttals. You've got 20 seconds of your own here.
That's it. Let's not forget what is required to be a CrossFit gym affiliate. It used to be just hold a level one. Now it's hold your level two. That's it, right? Beyond that, you may need insurance, all right, to be in your building. I mean, you should always have that as requirement, but open gym, never the case.
Excellent. All right. Let me just do up some points here. Oh, look at this. It's actually hiding the points, which makes it really nice.
Oh, while it's going. Yeah, that's cool.
So Can 4, and then we hide it. All right, so Matt, you've caught right back up. That was a great round. The level 2 point at the end, that's the first rebuttal point of the day given out. That was great to bring that in. Chase, you're on 5. Matt is on 5 as well. Can, you're on 4, so it really genuinely is still a lot to play for. Also, whoever wins, if you're commenting and like, why is he not reading the comments? this is honestly the most stressful thing I have ever done, including be at the birth of both of my kids. Where it's like, I'm just like, all right, shit, the clock. I need to change the time. I see the comment thing keeps like going red, and I'm like, don't even know what the fuck is going on there. And then it's like, oh, I forgot to put that question up. So the person who wins will get 30 seconds to talk on whatever topic they want. They can just like self-fellatio if they want and say how great they are. Or if they have some kind of charity initiative or a program that they're releasing or whatever that they want to talk about. And on top of that, they're also going to pick one person in the comments who is going to win a Built for Athletes backpack. So whoever they decide from the comments will get a Built for Athletes backpack this week. All right, our last topic. So Can, you're going to start us off on this one, and then we'll go Matt, and then we'll go Chase. So Wodapalooza recently announced a partnership with the PFAA, the Professional Fitness Athletes Association. So that's Brent and Pat's kind of brainchild. Much has been said about what they can do and how they can do it. And my question to you is, realistically, what impact can the PFAA have on the sport of CrossFit? So Can, you're up first. You've got 60 seconds.
Can I ask for a clarification on this before we start?
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So is this as a whole, or is this just going in looking at Wodapalooza as a competition?
No, on, the impact on they the can have on that? On the sport of CrossFit, what impact can they have as a group or as an organization? So there's two sides. People are saying, oh, this is amazing, this is brilliant. And then people are saying, this is just nonsense. Like, it's just pure pageantry. Nothing's actually going to change. So what do you think they can do? So you've got 60 seconds. You're going to kick us off.
So I think that what they can do is extremely limited insofar as it's going to be up to how much CrossFit is willing to work with them and how much they're willing to take on board. However, what it does do is give the athletes an opportunity to voice their concerns if CrossFit's willing to listen to them, and having Wodapalooza as a competition doing that first is awesome. I think the key points they need to attack are uniform standards of movements across all competitions, because I think that's something that goes awry, and help professionalize judging to an extent as well. So that we not only get uniform standards of movement, we get uniform standards of judging enforced from competition to competition. But how much they can actually impact the sport, oh man, it's limited, because then you've got all the, we've just seen that the CrossFit semifinals have gone back to being outsourced. So now it's up to each of those semifinals to take on board the PFFA. And then again, the games are level up from that. So yeah, I think there are things they could do if the
out of time, buddy. All right, Matt.
So I think it's going to be a positive impact, right? So if you go on the PFA website, they state they're basically like their three reasons. They're there for the athlete safety, optimization of athletes' earnings and development opportunities, and grow awareness to the sport. Now, what Khan's saying is spot on. It is up to CrossFit to decide, will we do this, right? So in some way, the PFAA needs to apply that pressure and make it happen, because every major professional sport has a players union, right? This is not anything new to professional sports. The badge of these NFL players, and when I say the badge, the shield, the NFL shield. You see it every single year. These changes happening constantly. And you know, there's a group of athletes, CrossFit athletes, that are leading the way. They're the voice of these athletes. And I think there's a great a great leadership within it. But yes, I do think it's going to be a positive impact. I can't tell you how they're going to make CrossFit create these positive.
Cool. You're actually pretty close to being bang on time there. All right. I can just some. So Allegra, fuck off. Like, it's not your job.
I woke up and show savagery this morning.
It is a bit annoying, because she's actually like, so far she's actually nailing the fucking points that I'm actually doing. All right, Chase. So round us off with 60 seconds on what can they achieve.
What can they achieve needs to be coincided with how can they achieve it. Because there's one thing of just screaming from the sidelines that you should listen to us, and there's another thing to prove your worth in the CrossFit space. And I think that's how you get CrossFit's attention. You have to prove it. And I think Wodapalooza is going to be the first step. I listened to the podcast with Brent and Dylan with Talking Elite Fitness, and they talk specifically about making a movement library. To Khan's point, a PDF of every movement used in online competition, in in-person competition, judging standards of what that be instead of 10 different handstand push-up standards over the course of the last 10 years. That is one way to prove what you're doing. And then do this with local competitions, licensed events. Show the impact that you have before you deserve any seat at the table with CrossFit to collaborate with you. You can say one thing, but you got to show it first. And so what they can do is work with all these off-season major competitions, prove their value, and then that's when I think PFAA can maybe join the CrossFit game season.
Nicely done. All right, Can, we're back down to you. And this time, I'm just delaying time because I have to click the minus button 40 times to get it back down to 20. So, Can, this time we've got 20 seconds to build on your own point, someone else's, or to criticize someone else's. Off you go.
Cool. One last additional point. What the greatest impact the PFFAA, whatever it is, can have now is to provide education for young up-and-coming athletes on how to sort of market themselves within the space, build a profile, and be able to kind of find sponsorship and use that.
You're gone.
PFAA needs to help with the development you can still hear me. Am I good?
You have to give me a chance to mock Can for running over time first. You can't just breeze past someone being muted. Someone has to be criticized for being muted.
All right,
Matt. Okay, off you go. 20 seconds. Go.
All right. So one major thing that they need to start now to professionalize the sport is pay these athletes on time. They got to work with someone. They got to figure some shit out because, look, we're in December and these athletes haven't even got paid for the CrossFit games yet. Professional athletes, you have to be making income off of your sport or it's not professional.
Very good. All right, Chase, off you go.
I think another feather in the cap that the PFAA can do, or PIFA, if you guys want to just think of something quick, is that work with this new association of judges that just got created. And so now you have a twofold position of something for the athletes, something for the judges, and that two-person powerhouse working together to create a sport could get CrossFit's attention.
Excellent. Okay, I can get rid of my fucking timer. That's one less thing I have to think about. Okay. So let me just dole out some points. This is actually nice that you can't see it. It's adding to the tension a little bit.
The suspense.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. What's happened?
I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of my day if I end up losing, man. Yeah. I'm just going to be aimlessly.
What
just,
a
like,
horrible way. I might just go back to bed.
I'll quit for three days.
It's funny how the two people that lost are the two most vocal about what would I do if I lost. Okay. So, Chase, you came out on top. You've got 8. I liked. So both. You all made great points there. I guess the question was like, what impact can they have? As in, feasibly, what can they do? And there was some good ideas thrown around there about like, you know, working to get things paid on time and stuff. And it's like, okay, they're good ideas, but can they, like, is that something they actually have the potential power to instill into the season and into that kind of professional aspect? One thing that really separated Chase was using the local competitions and like that kind of grassroots level. I thought that was a particularly good point. So Chase, oh fuck, I need my clock again.
What? Chase. What happened? I thought something actually went wrong.
No, yeah. It's just me being...
Can't find my clock. I'm like, oh, okay. I felt like...
Can't find your what?
In the house.
All right. So, Chase, you've got 30 seconds. As your award, you've got 30 seconds. You can talk about whatever you want. You can talk about yourself. You can talk about your kids. You can like advertise Savannah's podcast again. So you got 30 seconds. Off you go.
I'll start with the biggest news that's come out in the last 4 days, and it's the affiliate price increase globally for 13,000 affiliates across the world. And voicing your frustrations, your sadness, your anger, I think is healthy and needed to those that can help you in the process. So that goes to affiliate reps in your regional area, affiliate reps in your worldwide regions. Like, go reach out to them. If you're a frustrated affiliate owner, go talk to them. They want to hear from you. They want to talk with you. So please reach out to them and voice anything you need.
Very good. That was very nicely timed. It's almost like you scripted that. It's almost like you knew you were going to win, Chase. All right.
I'd happily come on the show and lose over and over again to listen to Chase. Run yeah. a speech like yeah. that. That was mad. Inspiring. Yeah. What he's a way
had to start. In fairness, he's had some practice because he's been on death by like 455 times.
That's true.
Oh, so you should have come in with a bit of a, you know, handicap there.
Yeah. He is a
handicap. We should have started with 2 points.
Someone argued I am handicapped.
Yeah. All right, Chase, you've another job. So you need to pick someone in the comments in the live chat to win a Built for Athletes bag. And this person needs to DM me. Actually, Rambler, you commented really early on and then haven't commented since. You need to tell me by tomorrow. You need to DM me if you want that, if you want to take that SMTP annual membership, because if not, I'm going to give it to someone else. But you need to DM me and say, I want that. Here's my email. And in the meantime, right, Chase, who are you going to give the...
I'm just going to get my timer on the board as well, Peter.
I'm going to give it to the person you shit on publicly, and I'm going to shout out Allegra.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys. You don't need to be sorry, Allegra. You just won. You just won a Built for Athletes bike. So, Allegra, if you DM me or email me or whatever your details, and I'll pass them on to Built for Athletes, I guess. Where is that comment, Chase, that you just pulled up? I shouldn't have given you.
It was way up there. Wadzami was complaining that you didn't pull it up earlier, so I had to scroll way.
Oh, I see.
You got so many comments on your show today.
All right. At the end, Peter has to. Who the fuck is Peter? Peter has to pick Mary Fuckhill with the contestants. All right.
Who's Mary?
Mary. Who am I going to wed? Mary. All right.
Clock's on.
Come on.
This right, is I'm the gonna, most important part of the one I want. Whole show. I feel like
this
is the winner now.
This is why Beyond the Whiteboard came on for this reason. All right, who would I probably, so just based on seeing him in action with his own family, I'm going to marry Chase because I feel like he'd look after me. He's also substantially larger than I am, so it'd be a very safe hug space. this could be the end of our friendship. I feel like Matt would be a sensational affair to have. I just feel like that would
that was my dream.
I've lost twice today.
And to get one over on Danielle would just be great as well. Like, it'd just be great to fuck with shit there. I'm gonna marry Chase, fuck Matt, and then it'll be humane, Khan. It'll be like something
nice and you quick.
You'll just fall asleep.
No, if you're gonna do it, torture me. Make it good.
So then, so you're saying I get to fuck you leather. Both? Okay, cool.
And dress in leather the whole time. Let's go.
Yeah. Do you know what's really funny about this is when I had the call with Beyond the Whiteboard about getting on board with this, they were like, "Yeah, like we're never going to tell you like what to talk about or what to say or anything. Like it's totally your show." I feel like they might send an email after the end to that where Khan is asking to be tortured and fucked in leather. Yeah.
Most people draw.
Oh, you drew the line yourself.
Can't. You muted him.
Yeah. No, I didn't do anything.
That's beyond the whiteboard.
Listen, guys, I appreciate it coming on. We're learning as we go. So if you've been commenting and getting involved, thanks very much. I really appreciate it. Cave Dastra, I saw you buying another membership there. Thank you. You don't have to keep doing that, but I appreciate it. Chase, you need to keep Wednesday week free. So next week we have our last semi-final, our last qualifying round for the semi-final. Our last qualifying round will be John Singleton, coach from the program, Lucy Campbell, who is an athlete. She actually joined you on your coverage of semi-finals.
She's great, man. That's a good one.
And Bella Martin, who you guys are all familiar with Bella from MCing and general floor stuff at the... she's paying for her bag. Brilliant. Thanks, Allegra. And Fondall with his usual fake... 20, you think he'd give away some of that affiliate money. So they're on same time next week. What I'm going to try and do is just own this time at like 8 p.m. GMT. No idea what time it is for Khan, 7 a.m. or something. 3 EST and noon, and then 2 Central, Chase, is that right? 2. So every Wednesday we're going to have a qualifying round. So Chase, you're now going to meet Hiller in the semi-final and one of those 3 from next week. That's in 2 weeks' time. And then we're going to kick off again. We'll have another round of 3 qualifiers, another semi-final, a final round of 3 qualifiers, a final semi-final, and then the winner of each of those 3 semi-finals will go off head-to-head. And someone actually mentioned we should do that live. I don't know how, in person. I don't know how the fuck that would work. Unless I could line it up that it happens at your Wannapalooza. I don't know how we're going to make that work, but look, we'll see what happens. But yeah, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Share the shit out of this, please. Make Beyond the Whiteboard think that it's actually a viable and sensible thing to get invested in. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate all your time. Enjoy your day and evenings as well, I guess. When is Gladiators on?
January 8th. So get your VPNs. Yeah, get your VPNs ready. 10 play. I think it's on Paramount Plus as well.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Have you filmed at all?
It's all been filmed. I saw the first episode 2 days ago.
Nice.
And what?
Fitness was the winner on the day. Hey, fitness and this man-on-man contact.
I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in.
Oh, hashtag open gym.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, guys.